Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 66 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sarah Mead.
Not paying attention to who's coming up behind you or when the light's going to change could really cause some issues.
A new bill could ban phone use while driving.
Kentucky's governor wants to hire additional social workers.
Planned Parenthood will now be able to perform abortions in Kentucky.
Big Sandy Community and Technical College is launching a new program.
County unemployment numbers have been reported for December.
First responders are concerned with firefighter suicide rates.
A Pike County man has been indicted on child pornography charges.
In sports, four 16th region teams are in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Rain tonight with a low around 52. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
A proposed bill would make it illegal for anyone to hold a phone while driving. The law would also apply even when stopped at a red light, but does make some exceptions, for example, calling 911 for help. Taylorsville Republican Representative James Tipton is the bill's sponsor. He tells WYMT he wants to save lives and property.
We've got some data in from Georgia already. They're seeing some reduction in accidents, reduction in fatalities.
Many Kentucky drivers agree that holding a phone while driving is a serious problem in the state.
Governor Andy Beshear says Kentucky will hire 350 new social workers for the Department of Child Protective Services, among other state budget reforms aimed at reducing and preventing child abuse and neglect. Governor Beshear also announced more than $18 million for school security upgrades mandated under legislation that passed last year. But Dr. Terry Brooks, executive director of Kentucky Youth Advocates, points out the funding doesn't support on-site therapists or counselors. He says more conversations are needed to ensure that schools have the behavioral and mental health resources they need.
On the other hand, we were surprised and disappointed at a rather tepid response to the critical issue of school safety. We have already heard from leaders in the General Assembly that they intend to bolster that particular arena for kids, and we're really glad that we have a legislative commitment on that.
The governor's budget proposal also aims to close remaining gaps in children's health coverage and funnel $87.5 million to local school districts.
Planned Parenthood will now be able to provide abortions at its downtown Louisville clinic. Here's KNN's Haley Hansen.
Democratic Governor Andy Beshear recently rescinded a decision by the former administration, paving the way for Planned Parenthood to move forward with getting a necessary license. This week, the organization received the provisional license from the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services. In a statement, Planned Parenthood CEO for Kentucky and Indiana said, quote, "This week, Kentucky went from one abortion provider to two, which is a significant win for reproductive health care in the state." I'm Haley Hansen.
Kentucky's hemp industry is facing some troubling signs, with one of the state's largest hemp companies being targeted for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and the Commonwealth's top agricultural official warning that bureaucratic paralysis at the FDA is slowing the CBD boom. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Just a year ago, Winchester-based Gymkhana was singing a different tune, holding a press conference to announce it had discovered what it called the Holy Grail of hemp, a genetic variant with 0.0% THC. Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles was on hand.
It's going to be a game changer for the industry.
But fast forward to this year, and Gymkhana is under pressure from three creditors trying to force them into bankruptcy, and Quarles is urging the FDA to develop a regulatory model for hemp and CBD production, or risk pulling the rug out from underneath the fledgling industry in Kentucky. The Lexington Herald Leader reports Gymkhana has been dealing with cash flow problems for months and has 21 days to respond to the bankruptcy petition. Meanwhile, Quarles tells the FDA the bottom is dropping out of the CBD market after the agency released a warning about CBD consumption in November and put 15 companies on notice for questionable marketing claims on CBD-infused products. He is urging the agency to release guidelines on adding CBD to human and animal food. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The state has released county unemployment data for December of 2019. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
The Kentucky Center for Statistics, an agency within the Education and Workforce Development Cabinet, reports Kentucky's seasonally adjusted preliminary December 2019 unemployment rate was 4.3%. Unemployment rates rose in 56 Kentucky counties between December 2018 and December 2019. According to the report, Kentucky's civilian labor force increased by 5,020 individuals from November. The number of people employed in December rose by 5,412, while the number unemployed decreased by 392. The Kentucky Center for Statistics reports that Oldham County recorded the lowest jobless rate in the Commonwealth at 2.7%. Magoffin County recorded the state's highest unemployment rate at 13.8%. The preliminary December 2019 jobless rate was down 0.1 percentage points from the 4.4% recorded for the state in November 2019. For WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
The Bluegrass Community and Technical College is prepared to launch curriculum for students with special needs. The school is launching partnerships with companies preparing education specifically dedicated for students with special needs. Project manager Brack Duncan tells WKYT the idea allows students to follow their dreams.
80% of adults with special needs, after they graduate from high school, there's not really anything for them to do. They go home, they sit on the couch, and that's pretty much it. They want to do it all. So we figure out what class they want to take and then customize that syllabus to fit their needs, to be applicable to their lives and to what they want to do.
The school will be launching a communications course in the near future with a health and wellness course around the corner.
Restrictions on travel to and from China are increasing as the country works to contain the outbreak of coronavirus. Two airlines that fly out of Lexington are halting flights in and out of China, while the University of Kentucky is barring student travel to the country. Dr. Vinette Arora is the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at UK. He says both are reactions to a new State Department advisory warning Americans not to travel to China.
Travel is the highest risk factor, and not too many people would have traveled to Wuhan during the time when this infection is being spread there.
UK announced last week it will not be approving any non-essential travel to China. Confirmed cases of the virus worldwide have surpassed that of the SARS outbreak of 2003. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 35 years. The Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University is now accepting applications for summer camps designed for academically gifted middle and high school students. More information online at wku.edu/gifted. A study shows that firefighters are more likely to die by suicide than in the line of duty. For the first time in Pike County, a class is being taught to firefighters on understanding the signs of mental illness. Randy Courtney, the chief of the Island Creek Fire Department, tells WMYT he wants to protect his fellow first responders.
Suicides in firefighters are like way going out the roof, and that's not good. We want to turn that around. I mean, we don't want them dead anyway, but we want to turn it around. I hope that we can see signs coming before it gets to that point. I've been doing this now for about 40-some years, and I can think back on some times that was rough on me on some calls that we went on.
The 8-hour class in Pike County provides information and support for firefighters.
In 2018, there were nearly 11,000 cases of human trafficking reported to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Over 140 of those cases came from the Commonwealth. The Well of Lexington is an organization that serves as a safe haven for female victims of human trafficking. Executive Director Eileen Levy says most of the women in the program were born and raised in Kentucky. Levy tells LEX 18 human trafficking is a bigger problem in Kentucky than most people realize.
The most common form of trafficking in the state of Kentucky is called familiar trafficking. That is where families, so your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, are selling the children, the grandchildren, their wives.
Levy encourages anyone who suspects they see a victim of human trafficking to call the national hotline at 888-3737-888.
A Pike County man has been indicted on rape and child pornography charges. According to court documents, 26-year-old Cody West of Riverfront Road in Belfry was charged with promoting a sexual performance by a minor, possession of child pornography, third-degree rape, and third-degree sodomy. Pike County Commonwealth's attorney, Bill Sloan, tells Mountaintop News that the case originated from a complaint from the parents of the alleged victim in the case. Sloan says the case illustrates the importance of parents monitoring their children's use of social media and with whom their children associate. West could face up to 10 years in prison on the promoting a sexual performance by a minor charge and up to 5 years in prison on each of the other charges.
A man accused of shooting at police during a chase last Wednesday was linked to another crime. 34-year-old John Knotts of Pedro, Ohio, is accused of robbing a PNC Bank branch on Blackbird Avenue on January 9th. According to WYMT, police say information gathered during an investigation linked the incident to the man. Police say that Knott was a passenger in a car driven by a fugitive out of West Virginia named Amanda Cochran. She led them on a chase that started in Ohio and ended in Greenup County, Kentucky. After the chase, Knott was taken to the Greenup County Detention Center. That's where he was served with new charges of robbery and receiving stolen property. Police say the van he used during the January 9th incident was stolen.
Kentucky State Police are investigating after a fatal accident in Rockcastle County. WKYT reports it happened around 7:45 p.m. on Saturday when a trooper was patrolling in Conway community. Trooper Scotty Pennington says things quickly got hectic when the trooper attempted to pull over a vehicle that was swerving on the road.
And at that time, the vehicle that he was attempting to try to just routinely pull over sped up and passed several vehicles. And when it came back into its lane of traffic, heading southbound towards Mount Vernon, the vehicle left the roadway and it hit a little culvert.
The pickup then flipped several times before hitting a house. Troopers say the driver, 26-year-old Courtney Duff, was thrown from the car in the crash along with two passengers. The two passengers were airlifted to UK Hospital, where they remain in unknown condition. Duff was taken to a local hospital in Berea, where she later died. One person inside the home was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. A release from Kentucky State Police says that alcohol and drugs are suspected in the investigation.
Two of the largest utility companies in the Commonwealth are warning customers to be on the lookout for the latest scam. WMKY's Rachel Turner has more.
The scammer reportedly acts as a utility employee and threatens to cut off services if the customer does not cooperate with demands of payment or personal information. According to LEX18, some victims say scammers ask for urgent payment using prepaid cards, which gives the scammer immediate access to funds that are likely not refundable. Kentucky Utilities and Louisville Gas and Electric want customers to know its workers will not contact them over the phone for credit card and debit card numbers or any personal information. If anyone believes they have fallen victim to this scam, contact local police. For WMKY News, I'm Rachel Turner.
Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening area, tonight a 90% chance of rain with a low around 52, Tuesday a 90% chance of rain with a high near 61, Tuesday night 100% chance of rain and showers, low around 37, Wednesday 60% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 42, Wednesday night 80% chance of showers, low around 41. Thursday, 60% chance of rain, cloudy with the high near 53.
Taking a look at some temperatures around the region, it's 64 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, and Mount Sterling. It's 68 over in Ashland, 67 in Grayson and Inez, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 66 degrees. On our feature segment today, we bring you our Island Universe.
Every year on February 2, Punxsutawney Phil comes out of his hole to see if he can see his shadow. Tradition says that if he does, then there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If he does not see his shadow, then spring is right around the corner. While this may be a day filled with fun, frivolity, and laughter, the origin of this festival really does come from the stars.
I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. Groundhog Day, like Halloween, which also has a rich history and tradition, is known as a cross-quarter day, that date midway between a solstice and an equinox. This date is rooted in Celtic tradition that says if a hibernating animal cast a shadow on February 2, known as the pagan holiday of Imbolc, winter will last another 6 weeks. If no shadow was seen, legend says spring would come early. While the tradition remains popular in modern times, studies have found no correlation between a groundhog seeing its shadow, or not, and the subsequent arrival time of spring-like weather. February 2nd is also known as Candlemas Day, which is a Christian holiday. In the United Kingdom, good weather at Candlemas is taken to indicate severe winter weather ahead. An old sailor's rhyme says, "If Candlemas Day is clear and bright, winter will have another bite. If Candlemas Day brings cloud and rain, winter is gone and will not come again." Winters north of the equator used to be long and cold. For our ancestors, not understanding the causes of seasons, they would look for any symbol that their long winter suffering was coming to an end. What is true about Groundhog Day is that with each day that's passed, it brought us closer to the long days, short nights, and warm weather. Now, February 2nd, of course, is no longer an actual cross-quarter day because of the change from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian. The actual midpoint date in 2020 would fall several days later. For me, though, Groundhog Day is still important. Pitchers and catchers report for spring training in less than 2 weeks. Spring is definitely right around the corner. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eaglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/star theater.
It's 4:47 and 65 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Sarah Mead and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this unseasonably warm Monday afternoon. Shamari Mosley has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
16th region basketball action tonight is light with just 3 girls games on the schedule. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. 16th region basketball action is light tonight with just 3 girls games on the schedule. The East Carter girls are traveling to Lewis County tonight. Greenup County heads over the river to Dawson Bryan, Ohio, and Ashland Blazer is making that same trip over the bridge to Ironton, Ohio. All 3 of those games are set to tip off at 7:30 p.m. We'll have scores tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Round County girls basketball team is getting ready for senior night at home tomorrow. The 14-9 Vikings will face off with Menifee. The Lady Cats stand at 9-14 on their season. Head coach Matt Stokes says his team is feeling pretty good after 2 big wins over the weekend.
I think we're starting to see improvement in our girls from the beginning of the year till now. The girls are playing really well together. You know, we're starting to get more girls in double figures. You know, Saturday I think we had 3 girls in double figures, and Friday night we had 4 girls in double figures. So everybody's starting to look for each other a whole lot more. We're starting to get a lot of trust in each other.
The team will celebrate seniors Brooke Blevins, Shelby Ricer, Jada Rogers, and Cassandra Parker before tip-off tomorrow night at 6 p.m. The Round County boys are gearing up for their matchup with Menifee tomorrow night. The Vikings are looking for their 7th win in a row over the 9-14 Wildcats. Head coach Sean Thacker says his team is just plugging away at their own game for now.
You know, Ashland's really, really good. I don't think there's anybody or any coach in the region that would dispute that fact. But, you know, we just got to keep plugging away and just keep taking care of what we do on a daily basis and just try to make sure that we're ready when our opportunity, you know, when we have those opportunities, and make sure that we're ready when the postseason comes.
The Vikings will honor seniors Dakota Cottle, Will Cox, Devin Davidson, Tyler Gamble, Ray Strugill, and Kellen Tabor before tomorrow night's tip-off. For the second consecutive season, Morehead State Women's Golf opens the spring portion of their schedule facing match play, competing at the Mid-American Match Play Challenge Monday and Tuesday. The two-day event tees off from Lakewood Ranch Golf and Country Club in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, and features a 12-team field of Akron, Bowling Green, Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Florida Gulf Coast, Illinois State, Morehead State, Northern Illinois, Ohio, Purdue Fort Wayne, Western Illinois, and Western Michigan. Morehead State enters the event as the number 7 overall seed, up 3 spots from last season. The Eagles open play Monday, facing number 10 seed and host Bowling Green. The Mid-American Match Play Challenge marks a return to the course for Morehead State, following a fall schedule that saw the Eagles capture 2 top 5 finishes and 3 team events. Live stats for the event are available through GolfStat, with links available on the Women's Golf Schedule page on MSUEagles.com. The MSU Rifle Team topped Georgia Southern for a second straight day Saturday. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Sophomore Katie Fry turned in a personal best on combined score, while senior Alexa Potts and sophomore Aaron Deal both fired 594 totals in air rifle in leading the Eagles to a 46-45 to 43-96 victory. Fry shot a team best 580 in small bore and added a 586 in the air range for her best ever aggregate at 1166. Her standing small bore total of 191 was a personal record as well. Deal shot her best ever air score, while freshman Grace Weber shot her collegiate best total score at 1154. Senior Carly Potts and sophomore Amber Schifano each notched 585s in the air, while freshman Elizabeth Plessity nailed down a 583 score. Junior Ryan Henson and Schifano tied for small bore at 574, while Plessity joined fellow first-year shooter Bryce Ward at just 1 point behind at 573. Morehead State now turns its attention toward the Ohio Valley Conference Championships, set for February 8th and 9th at UT Martin. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
The schedule for the 2020 season of beach volleyball at Morehead State University has been released. The Eagles enter the spring transition to the Ohio Valley Conference, who added beach volleyball as a sponsored sport in July. After spending a season as an affiliate member of the Atlantic Sun Conference, head coach Kristen Becker says this season will be big for the team.
I'm excited for us to play our first season in the OVC. Last year for beach, we were in the Atlantic Sun, and this year we get to be in the Ohio Valley Conference. So we get to play some indoor rivals that will turn into beach rivals, and we get a chance to win a championship in the OVC, which is something everyone wants to do.
The Eagles open the season at the Principia College Beach Bash for the second consecutive season, competing in the event for the third time overall. The two-day event takes place in Fort Wayne, Indiana on February 28th and 29th. And finally in sports this afternoon, after the Chiefs' 31-20 win over the 49ers, a former Wildcat is walking away with the Super Bowl ring. Matt House served as Kentucky's defensive coordinator and inside linebackers coach for 2016 through 2018. House joined the Chiefs in 2019. While at Kentucky, House's defensive anchored a team that reached 3 straight bowl games for the first time since 2007 through 2009 and accumulated a 27-24 victory over Penn State in the 2019 Camping World Bowl. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at MSUEagles.com. Men's and women's basketball host Eastern Kentucky University on Thursday, February 13th, and Belmont University on February 20th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose solidly, recovering some of the losses from the previous session's steep sell-off, but investors remained wary about the bounce as coronavirus fears lingered. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 143.78 at 28,399.81. The S&P 500 was up 23.4 at 3248.92, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 122.47 at 9273.40. The Dow was led by Nike as shares surged over 3%. This came after analysts at several firms, including J.P. Morgan, recommended buying the stock on coronavirus-related weakness. J.P. Morgan called this recent pullback a multi-year buying opportunity. Tesla, meanwhile, jumped more than 19% to help the NASDAQ to, and Tesla did finish at record levels today. And, of course, this keyed the NASDAQ Composite after a research analyst hiked his price target on the stock to $808 per share. The major averages today reached their session highs after the Institute for Supply Management said its manufacturing gauge showed activity in the sector expanded. Stocks gave back some of the earlier gains after Carnival confirmed one of its guests tested positive for coronavirus 6 days after leaving one of its ships. Carnival shares erased earlier gains and closed more than 1% lower on this news. In the commodities markets, oil was pummeled, finishing with a loss of 3% at $49.98 a barrel. Gold was down 0.4% at $1,581.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a quiet day with a gain of about 0.25% for the Stock 600 index. Asia was very weak. Shanghai, in particular, down 7.7% because of coronavirus fears, and the Nikkei finished down 1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 62 cents at $44.37, Kroger up 12 cents at $26.98, CSX up 76 cents at $77.10, Marathon Petroleum down $2.46 at $52.04, and PPL Energy was up 5 cents to finish at $36.24. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, the Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. tonight at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or related disorders are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues.
The Morehead Antique and Art Market will be held March 6th and 7th at the Morehead Conference Center, presented by Downtown Morehead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Art Center, vendors from Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, juried art market, and professional appraisers. The event is open from 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, March 6th, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 7th. Admission is $3.
The Concerned Citizens for Migrants and First Baptist Church in Morehead present the film documentary series Living Undocumented. Each episode will be shown on the first Thursday of each month through August. The next screening will be at 5 p.m. on Thursday, February 6th. Free admission and the community is invited.
The Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg presents Wolf County, Kentucky native and country music artist Tyler Booth in concert at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 8th. Reserved seat tickets are priced at $17 and $22.
Celebrate Valentine's Day with Le Cabaret at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. 7:30 p.m. on Friday, February 14th. Enjoy tasty dessert, local talent, music, and fun. Tickets are $15 apiece. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boy, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Rachel Turner, Sarah Fashipe, Shamari Mosley, Jonathan Burton, Keneally Roberts, and Cody Robinson. KNN's Haley Hansen, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Morehead State University Star Theater Director Chanel Varani. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Sarah Mead and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.